more rain is in the forecast for much of Texas, which, according to the state's climatologist, just had the wettest month ever in the state's history. And as we've reported, rivers are rising. There's record flooding in southeast Texas. Mayor Louis Boudreau of Simonton, a suburb outside Houston, traveled through his flooded community on an airboat yesterday. He told TV station KHOU he's never seen anything like it.
I can't imagine that there's one house in the whole subdivision that's not flooded. Absolutely devastating.
Meanwhile, in central Texas, some communities are bracing for possible flash floods today, 1 year after the Memorial Day floods last year that killed dozens of people and destroyed hundreds of homes. And then more floods swept through central Texas in October. Vanessa Roncagno of Here and Now contributor KUT in Austin visited one community that's still trying to recover.
It's a gray, humid day in Martindale, weather that comes with some anxiety for the residents of this little town. Many of them are still recovering from last year's floods. Ana Davila is checking in on some of them.
Okay, thank y'all.
You got my card. If I hear anything, I will stop by and let you know.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Davila is a disaster case manager with the United Methodist Committee on Relief. She doesn't have any news for the Hamiltons today. She's still trying to find money to repair their leaking roof and remove the mold spreading in their home. In her black cat-eye glasses with rhinestones on the corners and her coral lipstick, Davila makes her way down the street to Paula Reyes's house.
Paula!
Davila has known Reyes practically forever. Reyes used to babysit her when she was a kid. This is a close-knit community. Only about 1,000 people live here. Most are Latinos. 90-year-old Reyes is sitting on the porch. Next to her, the siding on her home is peeling away. She says the people who were fixing it left, probably to help others. Since last year's Memorial Day floods, 4 other natural disasters have been declared in Texas. Humanitarian groups have been stretched thin. Volunteers can be hard to come by.
We're going to get another group, okay? Pero va a comenzar el 19 de junio.
They're not coming until the end of June, Davila says. Reyes' father built this house. The flood washed out part of the foundation, warped the floors. It left Reyes without furniture, running water, or electricity.
She didn't know about FEMA. She didn't know what FEMA was until I told her.
So Davila drove her to the office and helped her apply for disaster relief.
I think she got $2,800. That's like a quarter.
A quarter of what she needs to fix her house.
You see a lot of depression, stress, anxiety, and it's like a snowball effect. That's why I check on my clients. If I don't come see them this week, I still call them and touch base and say, hey, I'm here. Are you okay? How was your week this week? Let's talk about it.
Davila refers clients to counselors, but nothing helps like getting things back to normal. Davila shows me Reyes's house.
This is all brand new. We got her the sofa. She still has a tag on it. Look. Está bonito, Paula. Me encantó. ¿Cómo te gusta bien? Ahora puedes ver tus novelas.
Now you can watch your sitcoms, Davila says. Back in San Marcos, Thomas Monahan is coordinating relief efforts for the region.
We've got about 700 families that have been affected by both the Memorial Day and the All Saints flooding in October that are still needing assistance. Every day we still have people coming in and contacting us that just found out that they can get help.
He's director of the Blanco River Regional Recovery Team, a mostly volunteer group that's trying to get people back on their feet.
We've probably got 3 to 5 years worth of work. And that's not including, you know, chances are we may get flooded again.
Monahan and others say some areas have gotten more help than others.
We didn't get any attention. We didn't make any media.
That's Martindale Mayor Randy Bunker.
I mean, we're kind of forgotten about, you know. We're in the back corner of a poor county. The majority of our population is elderly folks.
It doesn't help that his city is strapped for cash, Bunker says. He's applied for some grants to help people out, and he's waiting on FEMA reimbursement. Davila says the waiting frustrates the family she works with. She's frustrated, too. She knows what they're going through.
This is where they rescued me.
We're at Davila's house now. She shows me the garage roof she and her husband had to climb on to stay safe during the flood.
Come on in. Brand new door.
All this stuff is still in boxes?
Yes. All this is in boxes. Since last year of the flood.
Holy cow.
What I didn't lose. Upstairs, it's just a shell.
Her house flooded twice, in May and again in October. She says she and her husband have already spent around $35,000 on repairs.
Are you scared it's going to flood again?
I'm pretty sure it will, but this is where I grew up at. This is what my father left, and that's where I want to be. That's my home sweet home.
She says she has to stay because people here need her help, and helping them inspires her to keep going.
And that story comes to us from Vanessa Roncagno of Here and Now contributor KUT in Austin.